And God said they are going to bring attention to this arrangement. It is something very peculiar. He opened up some pathways. The one was the ancient of the king. He broke it up. And what had begun to flow out? What was the windows of heaven? The Lord broke it open. And what had begun to flow? By the time God was through, no flesh survived. Everything that had a flesh, that essence, human, carnal,
simple,
perished. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God sent the wind again to begin to blow.
Amen.
To dry up the water. So that new ground, dry ground, a ground that is responsive to God, a ground that God will say again what He said to Adam, be fruitful and multiply, began to appear. We are trusting God. And the windows of heaven are opening up.
Amen.
And the fountains of the deep are breaking up.
Amen.
And waters will issue out.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But everything that has to do with this strength is completely covered. Praise the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you. God bless you for your message.
Amen.
Your favor. Your release. Thank you for the water that are going to issue out. From the well and the springs of eternity.
Amen.
So they are going to enter and flow into springs.
Amen.
Of eternity. So that deep will call up to deep.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that the words that come will proceed from eternity.
Amen.
And these words will provoke eternity.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We thank you for your work. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your spirit.
Amen.
Let the entrance of your word give life.
Amen.
Let it give understanding.
Amen.
Let it bring restoration.
Amen.
Bring healing and deliverance.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Miracles happen every day.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
God is at work.
Amen.
James 1. In the beginning, God made the heavens and the earth. The earth became without form and void. Something went wrong. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Something definitely went wrong. Because whatever God makes is what? Good, perfect. But God began to move again. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Every time we gather, the Spirit of God begins to go by again.
Amen.
So that God can speak into our lives. Praise the name of God.
Amen.
One of the things I believe that God is doing at this time is to awaken us to the reality.
Amen.
From the slumber of religion.
Amen.
To get to the point. And this is the state even the church that has come out. You understand? We get used to these things that we're hearing. So used to it that they will not achieve what God is saying to us now. But then sometimes we don't understand. You know sometimes when you listen to what you think, you are not headed. You understand that? Sometimes you get a measure of it and your heart goes like this. So that to me, you have been hearing this thing. Sometimes that word is an indictment.
Yes.
You understand the point? Because by now you should not be human anymore. Are we together, brethren?
Yes.
You understand the words that I'm going for are actually programmed. You understand the point? Because they are like in a computer, if I have a virus, a command, the virus that can be programmed to enter your system destroys what now?
Everything.
That's the way the keep comments. You understand? To kill, to steal, and what now? Destroy. The whole support system is designed to send programs into your soul.
Hi.
All together, the things you see with your eyes, you hear with your ears, all of them are designed to send a program into your soul. But then the word of God also sends a program. Do you understand that every thought of God for you is embedded in the word that He speaks to you?
Amen.
Pray that we together, people say, let us make man. It's by the word that He speaks. Things are supposed to be elementary, but sometimes we need to be reminded of them. Lest we get used to fellowship. You understand the point? We need to fellowship. You know, when a man goes for surgery, he has a growth and You expect that by the time you come out of that surgery, that growth would have worked now. Thinking that will be moved. That's your expectation. How do you feel when you come out from the theater and the thing is still worked now?
Yes.
That's what you should feel when you come to the presence of the Word of God and go outward now. The same. Cause for worry. The cause for concern. Praise the name of the Lord. Because there's human spirit. The Spirit of God is the Spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And when it comes around, it has an intent. That's why it says that this world is like rain that comes down from heaven. It will not become to that. You know, when Jesus prayed in John chapter 17, there would be a report, he was giving a report back to the Father. You understand that? He said, this report is given to me. I have also given them what now? Praise the name of the Lord. And he said, I have lost none. You know, when he was also prophesying, he was declaring faith. I don't need to understand the point. I have lost one except the Son of God now. I have given the power to give yourself to them. Because I give them your word. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Don't get used to the word of God. That's one of the tricks of the enemy. Don't get used to preaching. Don't get used to hearing. Don't get used to sitting in fellowship. Praise the name of the Lord. Always have a consciousness that the word that you send has a purpose in it.
Yeah.
Also know that other words have intent too. Praise the name of the Lord. When a man is speaking on television, the word he's speaking is programmed to do something. Sometimes people lead into the wrong people without understanding what is happening.
Yeah.
Praise the name of the Lord. You listen to some of them. You know, the enemy has raised up an army at this time. Some of them are sportsmen. Some of them are actors. Some of them are musicians. You understand that? Some of them are politicians. So these men are his mouthpiece. Some are philosophers. It was with men like this that the enemy changed the thought process of humanity. Over time, certain men rose up. But there was a time that God created the heavens and the earth. Was not nobody challenging. Do you understand that? It was an accept, that was the position of things. Then at the point that certain men began to rise up and began to propound, you know, other, you know, class, they began to, the men should be free to reason, do you understand? Think for themselves. And little by little, humanity began to open up to such ideas and thoughts. Of course, with those thinking came in every last degradation, pollution, corruption that we know today. Right now we are the peak of relativity, free thinking. Praise the name of the Lord. And man is suddenly saying that it's not just saying that you should be free to think. No, what suddenly you are now free to do what now?
Anything.
Suddenly we are a minority. Praise the name of the Lord. It's not just a minority. You are free. Now I was listening to this man, Ben Carson. How many of you know him? Ben Carson, the neurosurgeon. The one that wrote Gibson Hand.
Yeah.
Okay, they were called in to address, it was a breakfast prayer meeting. Obama was there and all the bishops. And we're telling them in America that everybody is not afraid to sin in mind. Because some of them, one word, they are going to offend one person or the other. So whatever you have as your view, you do what now, keep it to yourself. And that has even translated even to Christians too. Do you understand that? They were interviewing Joel Austin. Do you think that you believe that Jesus is the only way? He said, well, you cannot be very sure. Only God knows. How many people have watched that thing there?
Really?
You need to check it out. Now, with the man, every church service, about 15,000 in the total. On TV, about 10 million watching. Because moderator who was not telling him, he said he doesn't want to judge. What if I said you are a judge? People listen to you every day to tell them what is right and what is wrong, and you are shifting from. I don't believe I'm telling him. He said, you know, what's going to pass my. I just encourage them. I just encourage them. And to be openly free door, homosexuals are free, Muslims, they all come. I encourage them. Pray them what? Hallelujah. The point is that we have lost the meaning, the comprehension of what words are intended to do. Words as spiritual things, brother.
Okay.
You understand the point? And so we want to the time for us to speak to you, you need to be conscious that something spiritual is what
is going on.
And we together, brethren, this is what Bible says, be sober. We need to be conscious of the reality that are happening. You know, if somebody is doing this craft on you, maybe you're conscious when you're saying doing some funny thing. You understand the point? But the witchcraft using the word is the most powerful word. That's witchcraft. When are we together?
Yeah.
It's not the token that is the reality. It's the word that I was now. Spoken to me. That's what the power is.
Yeah.
Praise the name of the Lord. That's what I'm wondering which is going. You don't hear anything. I gave my phone. Because you are just keep talking. Keep talking. Keep talking. Keep talking to you. Sometimes they talk a little and then they go. Later they come back and you understand. They keep doing that until something breaks down within your system. Praise the name of the Lord. You have to wake up, brethren. Praise the Lord. Sometimes we're just too at home in this world. We're too at home. We don't understand what's going on at all. But just too at home. We just think that, brethren, when you are getting ready to flee. You know what Israel was about to read Egypt. Are we together? That's where we are right now. Whatever you're doing, put your hand on your feet.
Hallelujah.
Get off your money. You understand the problem?
Hallelujah.
You're walking.
Hallelujah.
I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. Get up, because any moment.
Hallelujah.
Are we together? That consciousness must come to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, brethren, we are about to leave. I'm not talking rapture now. But there is rapture.
Mm.
If you understand my point, your soul is about to lose its frequency.
Yes.
The things that used to attract you before, they lose their attraction over you.
Oh, yeah.
You just wonder, why do you admire this man?
You know,
sometimes some of the young people admire certain individuals.
Mm.
Because at that time, when you were very low frequency, suddenly, it's just like us. You know, when we were young people before we were married, there are some young people to admire.
Mm.
Later, I look at the same person. I'm wondering, what is that?
I don't
know if you get my point. At the point, she looks so, you know, and all that. She's looking that cosmetic. You know, time comes in life, as you begin to see, you realize that charm is deceitful.
Yeah.
It wasn't so.
Ayamana.
You admire the fashion. Maybe you have married a wife and have gotten a godly woman.
Yeah.
Every day, the more you admire her, the more you realize that. You understand? And then to consider to be, you know, nothing. What happens to you? Your eyes are what now? Changing. Your frequency is also what now? Changing. You respond to the things that are in your frequency. You understand that? The more you move up, like the certain things below you no longer have any no attraction, no influence over you. When a man is struggling with certain mundane things, when you're struggling with identity, for instance, you are trying to find out what is beautiful. You know, that's a problem that young people have today. What is beauty? And whether you like it or not, the world, every magazine you open up, Cosmopolitan, what are they trying to tell you? They are trying to give you that image of the beautiful woman. Sometimes you meet looking at him as a piece of stick. And you understand the point? And immediately some girls see you begin to, look
with.
I want to get that brethren. That's witchcraft. You're being manipulated. You understand the point? You see a man standing by a Porsche, Ferrari, Lamborghini. You understand the point? You dress in a particular way, and it says that's the image of success. You make up your mind, I want to be like that. Are you following what I'm trying to say? And if the enemy comes to us every day, so new things are coming out. So when somebody comes to us wearing an earring that is as big as this thing, that's the maker. That's the maker. And it's not the one that you are wearing, and you shift to this one. Every day you are being under manipulation, under control. You understand? That is sorcery at its highest level. Is by revelation.
Okay.
You understand the point? God must reveal the Christ to you.
Yeah.
The Christ is God's ideal man. That must be your target. You want when a person has a vision of the Christ, all these battles will go on now. You see, and that's how liberty comes around. That's how you can feel good. Wearing what you want to wear. Are you getting my point? Doing what you want to do. Eating what you want to eat. Praise the name of the Lord. Without feeling that you must be like, you know, this or that. The enemy manipulates people who have not yet identified themselves in what now? In Christ Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. That's what the world system is all about. And every day keeps turning. You know, it's a very terrible thing. Before you get used to this one, the next one has
been manufactured.
Now you use now, don't try it. You just have to keep your mind off the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, you won't know what beauty is until you marry a godly woman. Are you getting my point? And you keep wondering, people are married for 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, and they are still admiring each other. But the woman has changed. Maybe before she was slim, maybe she's now bigger. But the man is seeing something that you understand, cannot see. He's looking beyond. And you think it will go. You know, the Bible says that the man will get where now?
Out of the
handwork. God will get on the inward path. You know, sometimes I like talking to young people. You know, the things that matter so much to you, say, well, you understand, they don't matter so much again. That stays so fast. But the truth is that the earlier you can pick those things, you understand the point, and you are privileged right now because you are in an environment where you can hear truth and respond to the truth. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The talk can be very part of life. You know, I find that as I'm still admiring my wife every day, are we together? I'm seeing new things about her. You know, when we're talking with the young people, you know, the newly married and the about to marry, we tend to look at certain things. And one of the fundamental things I told them was, the only way to marry is to find God's will. Are you getting my point?
Yeah.
When you have God's will, there are no surprises.
Yeah.
But if you start doing by compatibility, you know, compatibility, you can't really be compatible, you try, it's not compatible, you break that one. You find another person, try. You will end up being the most confused person.
Yeah.
Because if you want to find a person surprising, you have to be surprising. Praise the name of God. God has made a simple way for us to hear Him. There's no other way. That way, no surprises.
Yeah.
Whatever you say, you know that God has already understand.
Yeah.
He's ready for it.
Yeah.
It's simple. Very simple way. For the world, even the church today, you know, they have finance, they have teaching to marriage. You have to find the right partner. There's no how they get it, just to tell God, say, Lord, I need a wife. You understand? Every good gift comes from the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let's see, if God made life very simple, look at the my sheep hear my
voice.
They respond to it. That's the way for everything. Looking for a job, the other side is gone. Every situation has a decision to make. God, what are you want now? Praise the name of the Lord. And this is the life that God is calling us to live. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The enemy wants us to take the different path. But we will walk this way.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And the time will come when we look back. You know, the warrior for 4,000 that were standing upon Mount Zion. They were singing. Half of the song was, I'm glad I followed this way.
Amen.
I want to get a brethren. Thank you, Lord, that I took this way. People were laughing at me and said, no problem. You understand this morning? They were mocking me and said, no problem. Just like we are mocking Jesus on the cross. I said, go ahead and laugh at me. But very soon you will see. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that's the way we are to go. We will say, Lord, thank you. You know, when the Lord turned against the captivity of Zion, you are like them that were now. You didn't look real. But the thing that we consider to be a problem today, you may have issues today that really is taking that problem. One day, you look for those Egyptians. You look for certain attitudes that you have. That you, but at this point, not something you are afraid about, and somehow you just begin to almost want to say, well, this one is part of me. And you look, you must see it again. It's very strange. You understand the point? You look strange. So that's why they were like those who dreams. For everyone wants to say thank God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God has called us into a way that is a sure anchor. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to read from Matthew chapter 8. Let me start there. Praise the Lord. Matthew chapter 8. Praise the Lord. Okay. I hope that's what you mean. Okay, I'm looking at Mark of something. Praise the Lord. Matthew chapter 8. Okay, I'll read from verse 28. Are we there? Praise the Lord. And when he was come to the other side, into the country of the Gerasenes, there met him two possessed with devils, coming out of the tombs, exceeding fierce, so that no man might pass by that road. Praise the name of the Lord. And behold, they cried out, saying, "What have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come hither to torment us before the time?" And there was a good way off from them, and a herd of many swine feeding. So the devils besought him, saying, "If thou cast us out, suffer us to go away into the herd of swine." And he said unto them, "Go." And when they were come out, they went into the herd of swine. And behold, the whole herd of swine ran violently down a steep place into the sea and perished in the waters. And they that kept them fled and went their way into the city and told everything and what was befalling to the possessed of the devils. And behold, the whole city came out to meet Jesus. And when they saw him, they besought him that he would depart out of their presence. We praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, this message preached it, I think, about 3 years now, if I remember correctly. I think about last night and this morning, it just began to come back to my heart. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, and I don't know, it was something that felt very strongly. And I feel the Lord will have us to look at it again in the light of the time and the season. You know, there was a man in those days in Nigeria who sang a song. Last, he gave me work. You understand? He means that things have spoiled. When he sang it, nothing had fallen that time. Don't even understand my point. He sang it about 20, 30 years ago. He said that things were bad. If only he had lived that year to see what things are now, he would have heard of. Let me see what there is for. Because that time things were still very good. Praise the name of the Lord. But we're in a time when the Lord will have us to understand certain things about the time and the season that we are living in. He said that we should be wise, not unwise, knowing what the time is. There is this time. There are many things about this time. Praise the name of the Lord. But what I think about this time is that it is the hour of darkness. Praise are we together. In other words, by arrangement, darkness has been given an opportunity. You understand the point? To go ahead and do the worst. Praise are we together. So in other words, certain things that hitherto have been restrained. You know, the Bible speaks about the mystery of darkness. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Okay? He said that this mystery is our work. It means our work today. It has been working. Even from the time Jesus came, from the time Paul was preached, the mystery has been working. The difference was that at that time, there was a level of divine restraint. You understand the point? Such time shall come and no further. Are we together? But the time comes on the arrangement of the two parties. I'm sure you understand what I say, two parties. You understand? There was an issue between God and the advisor, the planner. Praise the name of the Lord. And certain terms were put on the table that have to affect you and me. Now, one of the terms is that at a particular point, you know, Jesus told Peter. Are you getting my point? All this while, Peter has been there. He has been part of the disciples. Peter was attending fellowship. Jesus was doing miracles. Don't you understand that? When they went out to cast devils, Jesus went and he also did what now? He cast out devils.
Hey.
He did the miracles. He came back with the report. He was a pastor. When you see, we are in a very peculiar time now. And all of us must be careful. Praise the name of the Lord. Because darkness, this is your time. Even though it's a short time, praise the name of the Lord. But it is the hour of darkness. And at this hour of darkness, darkness is giving opportunity because the restraint is being what now? Removed. If you are not ready by the time the restraint is removed, do you understand what it means? It means that you could be what now? Smacked away. You know, sometimes maybe when somebody comes and tells you that we don't have time. You don't even say that Jesus is coming. You understand the point?
Yes.
I hope you follow what I'm saying.
Yeah.
No. It is probably saying that by doing this project for me, I'm supposed to have been what now? Ready and prepared to be tested. Because God must submit each and every one of us for what now?
Everything.
Before you are proved. You understand that? Because when Jesus started his ministry, you know that very well. After he was anointed, God said, I have prepared you, and I'm ready. Are we together? The devil now has to go and test what God has prepared. Brethren, are we together? I have shown you, you are also going to be tested. The storms, the winds, the waves are going to come against you. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, look at the disciples. If you look right to what you just read, Jesus told the disciples, let's cross over to the other side. Praise the name of the Lord. They got into the boat and read them. The heavens opened up with a fierce wind, and the sea began to do what now? God, to stop that boat from crossing the other side. Because immediately they crossed over, something spectacular was going to happen. An appointment had been kept with somebody who needed intervention. Praise the name of the Lord. We have believed that we are at the threshold of intervention.
Amen.
Intervention is a fierce storm. It's going to come. I mean, you and I need to work now, ready and prepared. The words you have been hearing, and I keep saying it brethren, the words you have been hearing, if you have been taking notes, go back to your notes. Praise the name of the Lord. If you have been having faith, conferences that you are not listening to, you go back. Every word will be accounted for. Every word is given to you because you are going to meet a challenge that word, you understand, will keep you in that power. Anyone that you have ignored, there is the chaos. I don't think I'm communicating to you, brethren. Hallelujah. Every word that you have heard, none of them was purposeless. As long as it was the word that God brought to you, there is a purpose for it. Praise the name of God. We need to go back. Let's go. Look through. And begin to prepare ourselves. Because the time is coming when that hand that is restrained goes to what now? Gradually and that. So you're going to come up against challenges. And the Lord is expecting that for every challenge you will stand.
Amen.
You understand that? Okay, it's not a question of, you know, the spirit you see in the church today. You know, Peter. Jesus told Peter, said, the Son of Man is going to pass through that. And Peter rose up and said, no! It shall not happen to you. It's not your portion. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. There's a ministry that says, no, this shall not happen to you. You know what the Lord told that ministry? What is it? Say to him of your father. You must drink of the Father's cup. For the Father will prepare you. And the Father has been preparing you.
Hallelujah.
He has been preparing you small problems that you have been having.
Mm.
You think that you have problems. You are preparing the class.
Mm.
This baby was able to overcome the lion and
the bear. Hallelujah.
He was able to overcome the lion. Amen. In the name of the Lord. You know, our whole perspective must change. There is a total ministry that all about solving problems. You understand the point? Solution 2014. Thank God for solutions. For us to thank God for problems. You understand the point? What they do in the glory in tribulation.
Hallelujah.
I don't need to understand me. We glory in trouble because this thing will get something. Then are we together? These two ministries will have to distinguish them very well. Because some of us here have not even understood what we are into. If it was the daughter which shall come here today and begins to preach, Lord, it shall not, this is not your portion. Everybody shouting, hallelujah, hallelujah. The Lord is saying, get behind the word now. So, I just pray. Because sometimes it's difficult. A lot of us need realization. I've seen that situation happen. In church, somebody comes in and begins to talk to his daughter theology. And everybody shouting, hallelujah, because they cannot distinguish the words that we are watching. The way of the cross, brethren, is a very peculiar way. When you're walking on that way, people are talking and they're mocking at you. If you save others, he himself will not save. If you're a son of God, come down from the cross. You understand that? He's trying to Elijah. Let us see if Elijah will come. Praise the name of the Lord. But you will perceive them that way, and their testimony will change very soon. You will need to say, King. That's the final part. You come to that place, you go through some serious issues. Praise the name of God. But that's the final testimony. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We are being prepared. I keep trying to say this. It's important to lay it down that the things you pass through are preparatory for us. You come to that point. You send a song today. It is well with my soul. As we begin to submit and surrender, the Lord begins to take over. The Lord begins to do what now? Take over. He begins to take over the circumstances of your life. You have to come to a place of trust and confidence in the Lord. You begin to fight your battles for you. You begin to hold your peace. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And the Lord will definitely have his way. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we are looking at the story of a man, of two men. You know, you read some accounts, they say it's one man. You understand? You read the other account, they say it's Simon. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I believe there are two men. You understand the point? You know, sometimes you look to some of the gospels. Maybe say two men, then they focus on one. Are we together, brethren? Praise the name of the Lord. Because God still wants to communicate something to you, the mind of God to you. Praise the Lord. This place Jesus went to was actually one of the Gentiles, the boundaries. It was not the Jewish territory. Praise the name of the Lord. It was actually a Gentile territory. And if you notice through the ministry of Jesus Christ, he didn't traverse too much into Gentile territory. Anytime he stepped out there, there was something very special and very peculiar that he wanted to do. This was one of them. In fact, the bulk of his ministry was in Galilee. Do you understand that? He went to Jerusalem at certain appointed times because prophecy was brought down to heal. He was within the common people. Are you getting my point? Within the very few people. He wasn't interested in big tithes and offerings. Do you understand the point? It was these people he was looking for, the very simple. So, right here, we have this man. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's deal with him as the one man. Praise the name of the Lord. So that you and I can, what now, be linked to him. Amen. You see, this man was possessed with what now? He was full of what? Of them. Now let's read this story in Luke. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Mark, okay, let's start with Mark. Mark chapter 5. And then we'll read in Luke. Then we'll come back and see what we can do with this. Mark chapter 5.
as a medium, we're going to pick some other extra details of the story. Amen. Mark chapter 5 from verse 1. It says, and they came over onto the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, he says, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an what now? Unclean spirit. Okay, here they say he had an unclean spirit. That's an unclean nature. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And he says he had his dwelling among what now? The tombs. Now they are describing this individual. He lived among the tombs. He didn't dwell with regular people. He dwelt among the tombs. And that's a very serious matter. Praise the name of the Lord. If you understand the environment where he was. He lived among the tombs. And it says, and no man could what now? Find him. No, not with chains. Because that he had often been bound with fetters and chains. And the chains had been plucked asunder by him. And the fetters broken in pieces. Neither could any man save him. Praise the name of the Lord. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with what now? The stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him and cried out with a loud voice, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. For he has said unto him, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. Now let's look at the story. If you follow this story, this man ran to Jesus and worshipped him. But what he was saying with his mouth was different. That was not worship. And we together, he said, what is my business with you? Why are you disturbing me? But he ran to Jesus and worshipped him. What does that tell you? There are two beings. Are you getting my point? Two different things, two different nations. You understand? Worrying. But I learned something very peculiar about this man. In spite of religion within him, there was no power that could stop him from running to Jesus. I don't know if you understand that. It's a principle that is that God said for us. If you want to worship God, you understand? You choose to worship God. No power can stop you. You understand? It's part of the deal. He said that Mary has chosen the better path. And that no man can what now take it away from her. So when you make a choice, after today you make a response to God, I want to tell you something. The devil cannot stop you. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, all together, if you don't worship God, it's your choice. Your choice. Only you can stop yourself from moving on to glory. You understand that? Don't say it's your neighbor. Don't say it's your parents. Don't say it's your job. Don't say it's anything. It's who? But if you do today, say, ask for me, and this house, you will do what now? Serve the Lord. It is recorded in the heavens. This one has chosen this way. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together, brethren? Yes. So we have a choice in this matter. Because this man we're looking at is actually you and him. Praise the name of the Lord. It's our story. It's not anybody's story. You know, maybe in Nigeria, when you see a man now, you know. Are you getting my point? Nobody tells you that this man is this man. It's all over you. Praise the name of the Lord. But when you come to Europe and the US, my God, they are dressed in different suits. It's only when you need to go to the kids inside their house and see human heads and, you know, or maybe dig up to the guy behind and see types of bodies, all kinds of things. That's when you need to realize that something is. This thing is, of course, the spirits in each environment are what now? Different. become much more external. It's just like us. You know, some people have character traits that are much more, they're extrovert. So if they have any bad thing in their personality, it's easily overwhelmed. Just like people who call back the police, isn't it? Us, our own. And you know what it is, eh? Some people have a nice smile. They smile at you. That's the word in their mouth as sweeter than water. They have sauce, yeah. These things have to do with our personality. And it is God. The thing that God is doing now is going beyond the external. Praise the name of the Lord. You know this bad person that is going to do bad things outwardly, isn't it? But right now, God is going beyond to who you are, what you are. And you see, all that we're talking about this man has to do with certain things. Some of them are within, some of them are what now? Without. This was the man's personality. The Bible says he was a lunatic. Amen. You know who a lunatic is? You know, the word lunatic actually means somebody who has been sleeping by the moon. Now, as far as I know, it's true. Under a full moon, funny things happen. And naturally, you people have what it says for that under full moon, people become more amorous. I've seen that happen. I'm not talking about I've seen that happen for real. Now, certain things, if you get to go through and take data, during the time of the full moon, all kinds of things go on. Crime rate goes up. Why? Because the moon is cyclical. But when I'm talking about the moon, we're not talking about this physical moon. That is the natural moon. Okay? The natural moon has a magnetic influence upon the earth. You know that is what influences the tides of the sea. The sea, and you know that the sea, you're also thinking about something that is within your soul. Just like a natural moon, its magnetic pull is what controls the tides and all aspects of the weather. Spiritually, there is a moon. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, you know, in the public side, the church is the center of the moon. But also, there is what they call the host of heaven. God says you should not worship the sun, you understand, and the moon. So in Psalm 151, it says that the sun shall not smite you by day.
Yeah,
or the moon by what now? By night. We are the night season. Or even the house of the moon. So the lunatic is somebody who has the word now. Struck. The moon struck. That's what I tell you what I said. Moon struck. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, you say, what I'm trying to say is that there are forces within the soul of a man, hallelujah, that have influence. You know, sometimes people find themselves doing things they didn't want. You get to a shop, you didn't plan to buy anything. By the time you leave that shop, I'm not talking to say that, am I? Are you getting my point? You did not plan to buy anything. In fact, you are counting your money. So by the time you leave that shop, you're For those who are controlled and manipulated by the moon, they are lunatics. Praise the name of the Lord. So the lunatic is not just the man who, you understand what I'm saying now. The lunatic is also being a Christian. But they are things within us. You know, the word of God says, it's sober. You know what that word means. They are telling me self-control. Is that correct?
Yes.
You know, the Bible says that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and of God. Now, that sound mind also means what? Self-control. So, the sound mind of sanity and self-control are actually what now? We're talking about the same thing. Praise the name of the Lord. So, God is actually making a people who, in all their ways, in all their reactions, in all their goings, are controlled by what now? God's spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. Now the opposite of that is this man. Praise the name of the Lord. Yeah. We're going to look a little bit at certain aspects of the man. One of the things we find here about this man is that he says he had his dwelling among what now? What is the tomb? I was reading a scripture. I'm going to try to find it. Where Jesus looked at certain Pharisees and called them washed tombs, human beings. Now, but they were so other, he looked at them and they said, these ones are unmarked graves. Hello? He said that they are unmarked graves. You don't know that they're there. When you step on it, it defies you.
Yes.
Now, if you understand the law of Moses, he said if you touch a dead body, a tomb, you understand that you're clean for 7 days. It defies you, you don't touch a tomb, it's a grave. So under circumstances, what the Jews do is that they whitewash a tomb. You understand? So that the thing is so sharp, if you go to Liberia, you will understand, you know, touch everything. They paint it. In Liberia, they collect tombs. You understand? They build like houses. You understand that? And there's a bay, a national holiday, that is called what now?
Decoration
Day. National, you know where they spend it? In the grave. They put there, they retain the grace of their ancestors. They do picnic there. They cook food and go there, sit down among the tombs, among the graves. You understand? And celebrate. And you know what happens? Christians, when we went there, you know, we had meetings. And some of the meetings, the church was half full because the people went to decorate graves and to picnic at the graves, including the pastor of the church. He was there. Yeah, now, the power of that. Now, when we came there and dropped the bomb, oh Lord Jesus, trouble. You know, sometimes this business we do can get us into trouble. You know, I remember what happened when we went to was in Ghana. So, and we were invited to the church. Oh, the Methodist of Presbyterian Church. And they invited us to speak on Valentine's Day. Oh God, it was very good. It was very good. It was not just I was speaking, I was screaming in my chair because I was sitting near the priest. Oh my God. He was lost. I can't look for the man though, he was a very noble man. He was humble enough that only there were many things he did not know. There were some of that have been around for that. When you're talking to the priest, what was that? Changes. All those can bring things to just come out. So, look at the spirit. When you touch a spirit, you see it in the face.
Yeah.
It's just like when you say, you know, spirit of titles. When you don't give a man, you imagine titles. Are you to my point? That spirit, you know why? There's a spirit that feels on that opportunity. Friends, are we all understanding? Certain things people don't matter are the most important things. You understand? When you give the spirit its food, the spirit is. When you don't give it its food, it will show you what it is. You can test spirit. Skip out the day, test the spirit. This someone says, no, the time is done, I don't know. There are spirits that live on that side. When you don't give it to them, my God, the spirit takes over the place. Praise the name of Lord. You know, the soul and the body are connected. The body is merely a vehicle that the soul does what now functions with. Just like your spirit is also a vehicle that your soul does what now operates with. With your spirit, you operate in the heavens. You understand that you touch heavenly things, you draw life from the heavens, you feed from the heavens. You understand you connect with God. And you can explain it. When the glory of God begins to flow down, it's on your face. Just watch you worship. You understand the point? People say this change. Hallelujah! It can express God because they are touching the heavens. Amen. Watch TikTok. watch them. Have you ever watched when they begin to do their lesson? So the body is connected to the soul. You see their faces. It becomes horrible. You understand the point? Why they are, the spirits are actually expressing themselves using that body. Am I talking to you, brother?
Yeah.
This is important. The point is that your soul, as the coach will say, it is dwelling place for spirit. You understand? And this is where this whole issue is all about. Praise the name of the Lord. It dwells among tongues. Now, tongue is, let me call it, tongue is the outward expression of grace. You have to use that word now. Do you understand? The grave is a spiritual realm. Praise the name of the Lord. Just like the body has a physical grave. You understand that? And it's actually because we understand what the physical grave is that we are now in a position to understand the real grave. It is the captivity for the soul. Am I communicating? Yes, I can't touch that too much. What is it? Because this man was dwelling among the tombs. There are individuals that are tombs. Are you getting my point? Now, there are certain individuals, you know, like I was saying, these tombs, usually they whitewash them so that you see them from afar. You do what? You avoid them. But there are some tombs. Paul was calling them, Jesus was calling the Pharisees. These people are from marked graves. Nobody knows that you are a grave.
Mm.
You know, this grave is full of dead men's bones, full of corruption. You see that their mouth is an open word now. Step up. What did they bring out? What now? Corruption. The word that they speak. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to be that present. I need to get that from among the tongues.
Oh, yeah, man.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
I need to get that from among the graves.
Yes, sir.
There are men. Maybe they are not in an open grave. They swallow. And if there's something about the grave, the grave is also a room that man fell into. The soul of man went from a realm of life and fell into a realm of what now? Of death. One thing about the grave is that the grave is never satisfied. Have you noticed that? The archetype of man, when I'm talking about grave, I'm not talking very far away. The archetype of man is never what now? Satisfied. The after man means the form. So what is better than having a lot of money? The man said he's having more money. Don't you understand? He's a billionaire. But as it is, he's still not worth now.
Satisfied.
So you see, the faith keeps saying, it is not enough. Do you understand? Give me. You want everything. This great concept, you know, sometimes I have a baby, I want to know how I do. I want to know how. More. The number of students are there. I want to get that brethren. I'm still talking about the lunatic or brethren. Because these are tricks of madness, in case you have them. Am I communicating to us?
Yeah,
because God wants to cure us of this madness. Who wants to have madness for shoes? It's my end time, brother, isn't it? But when it comes to shoes, oh, I can't resist it. It's the core. Praise the name of the Lord. This one, oh, I like the shape. You see, on there, one row, two rows, three rows, four rows of shoes. Praise man. We are all together. Clothes. Chocolates. I'm dealing with every compulsive tendency that is not under the control of the Spirit of God.
Yes.
You are a lunatic. Mm. Praise the name of the Lord. I don't know if I'm reaching you. These are the things that God wants to address, wants to judge. We are coming to reality, brethren. Some spending. Praise the name of the Lord. See, you have a problem. Poor men have problems, rich men have problems. I get my point. Poor men want, and they can't have. Same thing that you get off
mathematics.
That's what, when we talk about the desire, you know, we're teaching about the soul. You understand? The desire is called the mathematics. Hallelujah. Are we together?
Mm-hmm. You want it, you want that. You want it, you want that.
But it's a compulsion.
It's a compulsion.
You say that this man, as I want to see, I want to look at the aspect of humanity. Oh, there was this man that brought his child to Jesus. Remember him? He said, my son is the head of a devil, he's a lunatic. That whenever this spirit shakes him, bro, don't provoke the Lord. Are you getting my point? Because you provoke him, when that spirit of anger takes him. Do you understand? If you throw him into fire and throw him into water, you destroy him. You see, there's something interesting about that situation. You know, they say that the Pharisee was coming back from the Transfiguration. If you remember that story, he was coming down from the mountain with Peter, James, and John. He had taken them to show them the dimension of glory. He came back to see his dad struggling with, do you understand, the situation. Now, if you look at that situation, it could represent you and me. Things that we are struggling to deal with in our lives. But brethren, the Lord is about to take us forth. Hallelujah, and show us a revelation. This vision is actually designed to bring you to a position where you can address those things that you have been what now? Struggling with. He came down, he saw them struggling with this situation. And we took the one believer that we were there, everybody was there. So when he came, they ran to him. One man said, your disciples have brought the situation, they can't handle the situation. There are things about the soul that is Pentecostal ministry cannot address. Then are we together? They can heal your body. Are we together? They can give you prosperity. And they are real. They're not sorcery. They are divorced. Do you understand the point? They can address certain aspects of your environmental situations. But the aspect of it is that it's great. You have to go to the mountain first and see this vision before you can address that matter. Praise the name of the Lord. It is that when you take care of him, and children, some of us have situations that take us. Mm-hmm. We are provoked. Anger is one aspect. We could be lost. You understand the point? It could be one appetite or the other. The little iPad is out. Did you hear? iPad what now again? It's out. You know, suddenly the old one that you have looks very common and ordinary. In fact, you don't want to carry it again. You don't want people to see you holding it. You understand? You want to be the greatest one. There's no peace. There's no rest. You have a platform. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together, brethren? You know, I'm talking about any kind of religion. Praise the name of the Lord. This matter, God wants to address. This is a portion. Some people talk. Somebody that says that when she starts talking, when the boss says something, and she starts talk, she just can't stop. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord has a provision for you.
Amen.
The Lord has a timing for you. Brethren, you and I have come into the time when God must address the spirit. The disciples couldn't, after a while, Jesus came there and did what now? He said, please, get out. You know, this thing did something. It cried with a loud voice. We're going to look at that matter because it's very, very significant. And then he told him, and then he left him. Praise the name of the Lord. The disciples are asking, why didn't we address this matter? There are things that the realm of Pentecost cannot address. And many of us are still functioning in Pentecost. God must change our attitude, our mentality, our understanding. We need to move into what God has started for us. Because God wants to address this matter. This man dwells among the tombs, away from men. Praise the name of the Lord. He wasn't dwelling, you know. You see, the first time to look at something like that in scripture was Cain. Mm-hmm. When Cain killed Abel, and God judged him, he said, hey, you know, you have driven me off from the face of men. I'm out of the presence of God. I'm out from God's presence, God's atmosphere. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And the nearest I could look at it was a man named Nebuchadnezzar. How many people remember him here? Praise the name of the Lord. He came to a point in his pride. The Lord said to him, they shall drive thee from among men. Isn't that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, let's read that. I'll just look at that quickly and we'll continue. Daniel chapter 4. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Are we together?
Amen.
Are we sure?
Yes.
Okay, praise God. Daniel chapter 4. Praise the Lord. Okay. Now let me just jump and go straight into the matter. I'll read from verse 31. It says, while the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee, and they shall drive thee from men. Thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field, and they shall make thee to eat grass as oxen. And 7 times shall pass over thee, until thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will. Praise the name of the Lord. Okay, the same hour was the thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar, and he was given from men, and did eat grass as oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven. His hairs were grown like eagle feathers, and his nails like bed cloth. Now stop here for a while. Now this is the story of man. I'm sure you understand that. But she lived with Adam. Praise the name of the Lord. And what happened to Adam when he fell? He moved from the realm that God had purchased from him and came down to the realm of beasts. The realm of wild beasts. Any man who is not under the control of the Spirit of God, his word, is a beast. Praise the name of the Lord. That is the only restraint, the only control over man. A man becomes disconnected from that, he is now subject to passions. There was this trial that has been going on. That this man who was accused of, defiling a 30-year-old friend of his daughter, or something like that. Do you understand? You know, and I was looking to the man. He told me the man is blind. Are you getting my point? He was trying to say she's 19 and all that mother, but they were not asking him, the prosecutor was asking him. It seemed like he was very good at hiding your dark side. Do you understand? He said yes. He said yes, yeah. He's in the paper. You're good at hiding the dark part of you. He said yes. There is a very dark part of man. Praise the name of the Lord. And God wants to bring light into those realms of darkness.
Yeah.
Without the light of God coming, man is going to be subject to passions.
Oh, yeah.
And not only passions, unclean spirits have entered that place and are now manipulating the passions of man. You understand that point? Inflaming it, controlling it. Every time a new movie comes out, it is designed towards manipulating something within your soul. Praise the name of the Lord. Every time God's word also comes to you,
it's
also designed to do something to address the situation in your soul. So we must not make light of the assembling of ourselves right now together, much more so as we see the day what now approaching. God is doing serious business now. Church is changing, brother. Hallelujah. It is not enough for you to know that the Son of God is about to manifest. You understand? You must be like Elisha, who will have a commitment to do what now? To follow every path he's going through. Because the path is not easy to just say like the one of the prophet, you know. Then it doesn't mean anything. He has to follow it until he got to Jordan. Jordan is the veil. It is the boundary between the realms of the dragon and the realm beyond the dragon. Amen.
Amen.
Cross that place, over you, the devil has no more word now. So the sons of prophets can talk all that they want to talk. Only those who cross the Jordan will come back with a double anointing.
Amen.
Can walk that you shall do and great honor. Why? Because you follow the Lamb, you just know that it's good.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord. So we have a situation here where man has become subject to his passions. No more control. You see, men, great men, do some terrible things. You understand it more? You see, men, you know, minister. I was watching something. You know, somebody was killed. Somebody was driving on the road. Say, man, naked, doing press up on the main road. Well, did anybody read that thing? We saw it. And the next thing, the man was killed by a car. On the road. I just wonder what's going on. They are dealing with this lunatic world now. The thing is, you know, man has been exposed. And things are what now? Coming into man. A man is expressing and manifesting those things. That's what we see all over the place. Praise the name of the Lord. But God wants to review the world around the soul. Are we together? There is a world that was there that has been broken down.
Oh, yeah.
God wants to restore that world again. See, the uncircumcised and the unclean and the one who will not have access again back to the city of God.
Yeah.
That's what the time itself, Psalm 49.
Yeah.
You understand? It is great to the Lord and greatly to be praised. In the city of our God. That city is you and me. Praise the name of the Lord. They saw the wars that have been reduced. The kings of the earth, these are misguided and powers, figures who were moving in and trampling the place. They came, they saw how fortified this city was, and fear took hold on them. They see what great things the Lord has done. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to live for the Christ the brethren. Hallelujah. My walls, salvation, my gates, what now? Praise. Violence and destruction shall no more be held within my brother.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
This man, you know, there's something the Bible said about him. Let me just mention that so that I don't forget it. He said he was exceeding what now?
Yes.
I will touch that. Let me just say this. Exceeding fear. Now, that word is a Greek word, kalepos. It's only used once again in the whole of the Bible. It's used in Timothy. It's called perilous. When you get perilous times shall come. That's the word kalepos. Exceeding fear times, terrible times, times that are dominated by spiritual influences shall come. And know what the new manifestations, men shall be lovers of themselves more than what now, lovers of God. This is the working of this fear spirit. Men shall not have natural what now, affections, shall be disobedient to parents. Are we together? Having a form of what now?
Godliness.
But denying the power thereof. This is that they were being fierce. These are attitudes that are the working of the lunatic world now. Praise the name of the Lord. Bring our word together. Yeah, something happened. When man fell, one of the things that happened was that the reason and the understanding of man was what now? Shame. Don't you understand? Have you ever been trying to talk to somebody? I said, look, this thing is not good for your spiritual life. And the person is saying, Jonathan, that's your own opinion. Mm-hmm. Are we together? It's not on the same frequency with you. Because his reason has been wrought now, that man has been distorted. He cannot think right again. For his reason is out now, is it good for a man to have what now? Love him. For the thing is natural, this is true, that he looks wrong. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Are we together?
Amen.
God must restore our reason.
Amen.
And one of the prayers we need to pray for is that God will restore your reason.
Amen.
Sometimes when you talk with a young person and he's not getting the thing, it's time to pray. You understand the point? If you want to force like that, you can have to go and pray. Do you understand the point? But importantly, you must make the position clear to the person. Praise the name of the Lord. And then you begin to pray. Because sometimes not by mind, it's not by word now. But it is a tampering of the reason. Our ability to reason right. The power of a sound mind taking out. That's what happened to Nebuchadnezzar. But thank God. He said, at the end of what now?
Well,
we're living in the end of the day. Something happened to him. He said, I in the book of Nebuchadnezzar lifted up what now? My eyes were back to heaven. You know, there's something Jesus said. He said, that when you begin to see this crisis and the struggle, you begin to know what? If you want your reason to return, you must meet the set of affections where
those things above.
Take time with God. Take time with the word of God. That word of God is what renews the word now. So that you can be able to. You know, the Bible says that if we present our bodies, not only our bodies, but our faculties, offer them to the Lord. So that you might be able to prove. You understand? Know. Understand what is the good, the perfect, the acceptable of what now? The perfect will of God. He comes not by anything, he comes as God gives to work upon you. Suddenly you look at this aspect of your life. This is, you understand the point? I'm done with this. Hallelujah! Not necessarily even somebody preached to you, but suddenly you become uncomfortable with an aspect of it. That's how God works with us, isn't it? There are certain aspects of you that you just become troubled by it. You're not comfortable with it. And that's the end of that one. And God moves to another one. Praise the name of the Lord. Because God must have us whole, entire, and complete, lacking nothing. The perfect job is doing, and he will do it. Praise the name of the Lord. He says, I lifted up my eyes unto heaven. My interest began to change. I began to spend more time in the Word of God. I began to spend more time listening to the Word of God. You know, these days when I go to sleep, I put on my phone. All through the night, I listen to the scriptures. You may think you're not hearing, but you're hearing. I found that you stay even when you're sleeping. Believe me, when your conscious mind shuts down, your conscious part of you is very much awake. Because you need to see that the body and the mind can, you understand, rest. But there's an aspect of your mind that is connected to your spirit. I don't even understand that. Just like your body is connected to your soul is also connected to what now? Your spirit. That aspect of you does not sleep. You know what about the idea that watches Israel? Does not sleep nor what now? People think it's only speaking about God. Yes, it is God. But God is not in union with who now? It's you. I don't need to understand what I'm saying. When you begin to wake up, you say, I wake. A part of you never sleeps. That part of you says, holy, holy, holy is the Lord. That part of you keeps hearing. Praise the name of the Lord.
Okay.
Even in your house, you know, play with it sometimes. Sometimes just play the word of God. Let the word now sing. Basically, you are designed to receive things from your environment. Are we together? Make sure it is the right thing that I want now. Praise the name of God. We've got to fight, brethren. We've got to fight. The enemy is projecting things into our system. We need to turn ourselves. He says, I lifted up my eyes where? Until then. You know what happens? He says, my word now, my understanding will change. Some of us, he says, one of the spirits of the Lord is the spirit of understanding. If you have received the Holy Spirit, you have it. You may not have activated it. But you have a power and a capacity to understand God's word. You understand? You have a capacity to know the mind of God. It is not for any special brother. When are we together?
Yes.
It is part of the spirit that you have received.
Amen.
You must stir it up. You must provoke it. You must activate it. You must push this out because you need it to be able to really function and to overcome. It is my understanding. Hallelujah! I'm going to see things from the right perspective. He says, and I bless the Most High, and I praise and honor Him. You know why men are honoring God today? Because they lack what now understand. He says, their foolish hearts became darkened. Thinking themselves wise, they became what now?
Foolish.
So pray for our understanding is discerning.
Amen.
Every time we put ourselves in the presence of God's word, you understand. I'm not just God's word. See, it's also time for you to discern who Gabriel is. Praise the name of the Lord. Jesus said, maybe shall come what now?
Amen.
When you open up the television, your understanding must be working. I want to get my phone. You need to know who to shut down. And then I'll do not to. You, that understanding, the fact that somebody is, you know, does not mean you should listen to him. And the pastor, the bishop, the leader, no. It is important that this spirit of understanding will begin to rest upon you.
Amen.
And then, it, as it comes, the spirit of lunacy does what?
Exactly.
It's ejected. It's turned out because, you know, this life on darkness has to go.
Amen.
Friends, the Lord wants to take control. He wants to take over. He came here and I began to bless God. What was that thing? He began to value God. He began to value the things of the Spirit. Do you understand? My priorities began to do what? Change. Because my understanding, he said, I now understood. Before, then he said, I envy the wicked. I admire, you know, some of us admire the wrong people. Isn't it correct?
Yes.
You admire the wrong people. You look at the wrong persons. On the magazines, on the cases, you understand? You want to look like them. You're looking in the wrong direction. Praise the name of the Lord. You need to look in the scriptures and see how godly women dress. You understand? You see how godly women respected their husbands. We live in a generation, you understand, whether they fight. For just foolishness, God created two male and female and made them different. I don't need to understand what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Made them different. The man is not more important than the woman. Couldn't be. Praise the name of the Lord. He just has certain responsibility that God gave him. That makes him, and you see, each person has to stand where God has what now, put him there. Sometimes I tell men, you know, they want a problem. Men are trying to enforce their hegemony. You understand the point? You know, this is not important. Submission will end. It's not like I'm the husband, you must obey me now. The Bible says that the man is the head of the home. It's like that. You understand the point? If you place yourself under Christ properly, believe me, the submission will go slow.
Amen.
There are things that you don't enforce, you can never enforce. Authority flows from God. If you position yourself in the right place, you will just flow and continue. Praise the name of the Lord. Friends, are we together?
Yes.
A function of understanding. When the man understands his place, the man understands her place. Things just happen because it is actually God's business. Both of you are partners. Perhaps you are heirs of life together. Praise the name of the Lord. That's the way it works. Because understanding comes in. If not, they fight. Nobody needs that fight. Everybody needs it. Problem understanding must come. And you need to put God in His Word now.
Yeah,
you need to see things the way they are. His reasoning comes to him. Look at verse, 36. He says, at the same time, my reasoning returned to me. Amen. My reason must return to me. Don't reason well. You know, Paul said that we will be different from unreasonable men. Because not all men have faith. And we get some reason with God. So you just wonder, how is this present man working? He just does not see things the way he should see. Praise the name of the Lord. You correct him, say, hey, what you show that you are that. You understand what? Have you ever met people like that in church before? Praise the name of the Lord. Because of this story, this, you know, this man to show me that if I have that man, I have authority. You know, you try this way, oh my God, there are people, they lack reason. Praise the name of the Lord. God must give back our reason to us. Praise the name of the Lord. See that the spirit of the sound mind is restored back to God's tomb. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And when this is happening, you come out from the tombs. Sometimes the man who dwells in the tomb doesn't want to come around the brethren. I don't know if you understand that. The people of God is actually the habitations of men. Praise the name of the Lord. The tombs are people who dwell off. They're not comfortable around men. Praise the name of the Lord. They are comfortable here, but tombs are actually dominated by unclean what now? Spirits. You understand? When a person wants to do something from here, avoid the pressure. You notice that he doesn't want to come here. He comes, he finds an excuse. Sometimes he can go both sides. Because I don't want to hear what you have to say to him or to her. Praise the name of the Lord. God is ready to judge that thing. When Jesus came, the man just came out immediately. I'm sure the spirit was saying, don't go, praise the name of God. But he knew he was here to be delivered. You know, but there's something I noticed about that man. He had been in the mountain crying out, praise the name of God. You know, there were three dimensions in that place. There was the mountain, there was the earth, and there was the sea. God was in the mountain. He was crying out day and night, oh Lord, what now? Have mercy upon me. The Lord hears the cries of our heart. Praise the name of God. Every time we come, he says, brethren, if you want God to touch your life, this and that, come. Come. Hallelujah. This prayer, God takes me. Praise the name of God. Sometimes you have to wait until the ninth, the seventh day. Do you understand? To get the full result. But everything is important. He said he was crying day and night. He was bruising himself to stones. He was sometimes hurting himself, not knowing. But God cared. And you know what? At the other level, this one speaks about sons of God who are crying out for eternity, for deliverance. You know that realm, there were some men there who were keeping what now? Swine. They were keeping swine. You know what swine is? It's an unclean creature. A swine cries on filthiness and uncleanness. Praise the name of God. And there are many today who are keeping swine. Even in our lives, if someone watches pornography, is actually feeding what now? Swine. I'm using pornography as an extreme. The other thing that we watch, extremely violent news. That's not good. Praise the name of God. Hallelujah. You know, I was talking about that and some Christian people who are buying their children called one. They think they are children. It doesn't really matter. You don't do that. Praise the name of God. Hallelujah. No matter how much the child wants it, you don't buy it. What now? It's not wrong. You are very putting spirit into him. The violence you see that broke out today was television. Telling you that society is changing so fast with television. There are certain men who are possessed by devils who are devising means of wickedness, and people watch them and do what now? They begin to practice them. That's what television is designed to do. Praise the name of God. So these men were giving swine. They were giving life to uncleanness. They were giving life to evilness. They were exposing themselves to things that cause an injury in uncleanness, in unrighteousness. Now, if you dwell on this realm of the earth, you're in trouble. I'm being fellowship here. Our people are praying, and people are being cleansed of uncleanness. You know where these people are going to? So, from other people. I don't know if you understand the point. That's the reality. Because there are things about your soul that keeps attracting what you have. Why did your faith be saying, I don't want to go into that state of song? They requested it as the Lord did what now? And he said, now, prophetically, that tells you something. Praise the name of the Lord. It's an environment where people are being cleansed. You better submit yourself to what now? Because even men, the Buddha, shall watch what and what, deceiving and what now? Praise the name of God. So that you too partake of the cleansing, you know, and not become the jumping. Because that's not the end of the story. When the thing filled those swine, they now took a violent stick into where now? The thing is the name of unbelievers. The name of the wicked. The Bible says the wicked are like the sea. Praise the name of God. Don't you understand what it means? You know, when in the times, the day of atonement, if you understand what the day of atonement means, in the day of atonement, there's nobody in the Holy Place. You know, are you understanding me, brethren? On the day of atonement, either you are moving out into the outer court, or you are moving on into the world now. So you better choose. This man was getting cleansing. These pigs we are what now? Going falling into the sea and drowning in perdition. Praise the name of God. These are all spiritual activities that are going on at this time. Praise the name of God. Are we getting this picture? Praise the name of God. You know, so this is where we are at this time. God is in the business of setting the captives world now. So we need to look at our lives. So I'm going to want to stop here. Praise the name of the Lord. There's so much to look at. We need to look at our lives. The time that we begin to take thought. Things that we have hitherto ignored. Here are we together. There's no more time. We are taking baggage that we can't carry beyond this point. We would have grabbed it up to a point. God says, from this point, the uncircumcised and the unclean cannot work now. They cannot cross. There must be a circumcision to drop the baggages. Because if you carry baggage and you come into the garden of the people, you become a spy. Do you understand the point now? You become a spy from which the enemy can peep. Into the assembly of the righteous.
All of
Really, I don't need to follow what I'm trying to say. Yes, we come to spy out the nakedness of life. There are some people who come to spy out our liberty. Praise the name of the Lord. They become trouble spots. You understand? They become lean. Two enemies can come into the church and do, you understand? Have up because they are carrying certain what now? Parties. They are troublers of Israel. Because they are not submitted to the circumcision. And to the touch that God wants to bring into our lives. If you say with that brother, I tell you for advice, you have come to see the weakness of the land. You know, just like Samson, a strong man. The Philistines, you know who the Philistines are? The Philistines are the only carnal man, the natural man, takes hold of the dragon. Do you understand? You know, they be calling the church house. Men who are crucified, consecrated, men who are not yielded, are handling spiritual things. And they want to control it.
Yes.
The fellowship that has. This conversation wants to dominate everything. It's not in the spiritual. Most spiritual men don't want to dominate. Because that's not for politics. That's in politics. I don't know about the concept that Christians have of authority is a political authority. Do you love to them? I think my point, do you manipulate yourself to get it? The concept, what part of authority is spiritual? If you position yourself on that trash, you think that's what? You simply are a conduit. Do you understand? Of the thing. It's not that you are the custodian of the authority. You are actually what now? It comes to the authority does what now? It flows down. Praise the name of God.
Amen.
When the enemy fights, you know, the enemy can't see what we're doing here unless I bring the telescope for him. Don't you understand?
Yes.
He can't come in, I'm bringing him. But when I'm carrying him, do you understand? He's able to fit. And to spy out our leaders. Why? Because I have not prepared myself on certain values. To praise the name of God. Hallelujah. That will be another story. Praise the name of God. What I'm trying to say here is that it is time for a self check. The little things that you have hitherto ignored about your life, God is coming down on them. Praise the name of God. Hallelujah. God is coming down from the attitude. All the compulsions you have, praise the name of the Lord, all the uncomfortable aspects of your personality, no more excuses. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord has come to set the captives well down. You have to surrender them unless you choose to keep them. You understand the point? You have to keep them forever, you keep them forever. There are things about this gospel that have not been declared, but you need to know it. Praise the name of the Lord. That the time allotted to us is very short to give up. These are choices that we have to make. Brethren. You have to decide which is more important, the kingdom of God or the kingdoms of God now, of this world. And by the time we are done with that, everything about our lives will change. Our homes will change. Our children will change. I'm waiting my phone. Our discussions, our attitude, our approach, our appearance. Do you understand the point? Everything begins to reflect Christ.
Amen.
That's what we want to bring us to. Praise the name of the Lord. When they met this man again, you know what I wonder about this man? He pulled no clothes. Do you remember that? He lacked character. and he lacked the covenant. For virtually when they met him again, he was seated at the feet of the Lord. Did you notice that?
Yes.
You know, he had meant to sit down at his feet like Mary. You understand? She had chosen the better part. And he was close there. And he was there in the right mind. He was not of a double mind anymore. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's where I want to be. That's where I want to be, brother. Seated at the feet of the Lord. I have found out the place of his feet. Let's go and find out the place of his feet. Go there and do what now? Lie down. If you stay there, he will instruct you and tell you what's
true.
Pray now, what instructions from the Lord?
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I believe, brethren, as we close, that God must have been giving something to us. Praise the name of the Lord. God wants to move into our homes, wants to move into our lifestyle, wants to move into our personality. I want to be addressing about us. We have some questions. So sometimes we do these things, we look like there's some Christians who don't know what to do. God, you will cry. Brother, are you understanding me? You will cry. Because look there, somebody has not worked for 2 years. You don't have any business owning that job. That's the truth of the matter. Ask it up, brother. When we go on mission, bring them. There are people who don't have clothes to wear. It's right. Don't you understand that? What price do you have to wear today when somebody doesn't have one? God is not going to scare us off. You know, part of the problem we have is because we don't have a purpose in life. You know, we don't indulge in every possible also. And much more if we have the money. So that's one of the challenges of prosperity. You understand? It opens your soul to all kinds of possibilities. A poor man can be dreaming about it, but the rich man has the power to go and do what now. May God help us. Hallelujah. But I can say that God has a good plan for you. A good plan for you. If you submit yourself to what he's doing, the man that you're going to be tomorrow will enjoy it. Praise the name of God. Some of the things you call enjoyment now that they are burden, shame, shackles, foolishness. Praise the name of the Lord. When you have listened to the tongues, you know, understand the God bless you.